Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflections on this first Sunday in Lent, Year B. Our readings for today, Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17, Psalm 25, 1 Peter 3, 18 to 22, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we live in a fallen world. Each day we are tempted to turn away from you and to worship our gods of self-ambition, self-sufficiency, and self-centeredness. We rejoice that though he was tempted just as we are, Christ remained faithful to you. We have come to worship the one who was truly human and who brought your divine nature close to every one of us. We pray that our worship may lift up Christ so that all people might be drawn to him. In his name, amen. Let us pray as we pray the collect for the first Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and was tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Repent and Believe the Good News. Repent and believe the good news. Our readings today remind us of God's awesome love for us. God destroyed the evil people of the day of Noah. However, in love, God allowed the continuation of humankind through the faithfulness of Noah. God's love for us is expressed in God's faithfulness. Having made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, God continued to be faithful to the agreement, "I will be your God." However, the descendants of Abraham did not keep their part of the agreement, "You will be my people." A covenant is an agreement between two parties based on an initiative of love. Acknowledging Noah's obedience and persistence in building a boat on land at a time when there was no rain, God saved Noah and his family to enable humankind to continue. God rewarded Noah's faithfulness by blessing him and his sons, and with the invitation to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God in love went further with a promise that would become a covenant. God said, "I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." Genesis chapter 9, verse 11. God affirms God's intentions with a sign. "I will set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." Genesis 9, 13 to 6 and 16. God in love pledges not to destroy humankind and other living creatures by flood. God invites the descendants of Noah into a loving, trusting relationship. However, as the story continues in the Old Testament, the descendants of Abraham, of Noah, the children of Israel, continued to go against God's will and God's word. They would be obedient for a time, then they would go back to their old sinful ways of disobedience and unfaithfulness. While they were for the most part unfaithful, God continued to be faithful. to be their God, to guide, direct, protect, and nurture them. For God so loved the world. Therefore, to save the world, God would send God's only Son to suffer and die for the sins of the whole world. 1 Peter 3 verse 18 says, "The righteous will die for the unrighteous in order to bring God to you." Peter also affirms that the water that was used to destroy the wicked people in the time of Noah by the flood is the same water that God uses in baptism to save us. What love! Our gospel from Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 15 reminds us of God's love for the world. Jesus, at his baptism in the River Jordan, is declared as God's Son, the Beloved. We are reminded that no longer would the blood of bulls and goats be required as a sign of repentance. Christ, the Son of God, will, by his death on the cross, make that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. We can have no doubt that God loves us. Paul states in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, "I pray that you may know, that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Paul affirms, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. The hymn writer, poet Isaac Watts, in that well-known hymn, CPWI 147, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," expresses it this way: "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." What is our response to God's amazing love? What is our response to the great sacrifice of Christ, the Lamb of God on the cross? We have to respond to God's invitation to repent. We begin by acknowledging that we have gone against God's word and God's will for us. Lent gives us an excellent opportunity to do the self-examination necessary to enable us to reach to the place of repentance. That is, regret for the wrong we have done, and acknowledging that there is good news for us. Christ died that we might be forgiven. If we are truly sorry for our disobedience to God's word and God's will, if we desire to do better, if we wish to be one with God once more, then we are invited to confess our sins with the assurance that God is ready, willing, and able to forgive us. In fact, God's greatest desire is to forgive us and bring us back into a loving father-child relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus, in the parable of the prodigal son, paints a picture of a God waiting and watching for us to return. On our return, there is joy in heaven. Reginald Hubbard, hymn writer and poet, says, "There is joy in heaven when the soul that went astray turns to Christ, the living way. Repent and believe the good news. Repent and believe the gospel." That is the invocation we receive as ashes, the sign of penitence, is placed on our forehead on Ash Wednesday. That is the invitation that the church extends to us this first Sunday in Lent. God loves us. God has already demonstrated that love. The rainbow is still a reminder of God's promise not to destroy humankind by a flood. God offered the Lamb of God, Jesus, as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus came into the world in obedience to the Father, to teach, to preach, and to heal, to help us to experience God's presence, God's love, and God's power. Jesus brought us into a new relationship with God. God is our Father. We are God's children. God is a loving Father. Are we loving children? Whenever we separate ourselves from God by our sin, in thought, word, and deed, by our disobedience to God's word and God's will, the good news is we can repent, receive God's forgiveness, and our relationship with God will be restored. Let us take this message with us throughout the season of Lent. Repent and believe the good news. What is the good news? God so loved the world that God gave. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you are holy. You are holy, Lord, the only God, and your deeds are wonderful. You are strong. You are great. You are the Most High. You are mighty. You, Holy Father, are King of heaven and earth. You are three and one, Lord God, all good. You are good, all good. Supreme good, Lord God, living and true. You are love, you are wisdom, you are humility, you are endurance, you are rest, you are peace, you are joy and gladness, you are justice and moderation. You are all riches, and you suffice for us. You are beautiful, you are gentleness. You are our protector. You are our guardian and defender. You are our courage. You are our haven and our hope. You are our faith, our great consolation. You are our eternal life, great and wonderful Lord, God Almighty, merciful Savior. Amen. Almighty Lord, your glory cannot be approached, your compassion knows no bound, and your love for all of humankind is beyond human expression. In your mercy, look on us and all your people. Do not leave us to our sins, but deal with us according to your goodness. Guide us to the haven of your will, and make us truly obedient to your commandments, that we may not feel ashamed when we come before your Messiah's dread judgment seat. For you, O God, are good and ever-loving, and we glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen. What can we say to you, our God? Shall we collect together all the words that praise your holy name? Shall we give you all the names of this world, you the unnameable? Shall we call you God of our life, meaning of our existence, hallowing of our acts, our journey's end, bitterness of our bitter hours, home of our loneliness, you, our most treasured happiness? Shall we say, Creator, Sustainer, Pardoner, Near One, Distant One, Incomprehensible One, God both of flowers and stars, God of the gentle wind and the terrible battles, wisdom, power, loyalty, truthfulness, eternity and infinity, you, the all-merciful you, the just one, you who are love itself. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Poet and priest, George Herbert. Tune Gwalchmai by the Welshman David Jones.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weakness and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may rejoice forever in the protection of your loving providence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day, this week, and forevermore. Amen. We pray that you will continue to have a Holy Spirit-filled journey this Lent. Obey the regulations and be safe.